Kasama ko ngayon dito sa Melbourne, kakarating lang kahapon, kundi ako nagkakamali, si Professor Fidel Calalang Jr. ng Conservatory of Music ng University of Santo Tomas. Magandang araw po.
Magandang araw din po sa inyo.
Beat ninyo ang UST Singers.
Yes.
So, unang pagkakataon dito sa Melbourne?
First time namin sa Australia and also our first time in Melbourne. So, we are really excited. Masaya kami na nakarating kami safely. Kasama ko ang UST Singers and we will be performing here in the city of Melbourne.
31 katao ang dala ninyo galing sa Pilipinas.
Yes po. We are 31 singers.
Lahat po ba ng mga awit ay mga estudyante o mayroong mga alumni?
Ang UST Singers po ay official choir ng University of Santo Tomas, and then it comprises mga students and alumni of the university. And I founded this choir in 1993. So now we are 24 years in existence and we are looking forward to our 25th year.
Bata-bata kong ihahambing sa UST.
Ay, di hama ko.
So pang-ilang tour po ninyo ito?
Ito ang aming pang-31st international tour. So this year we were in Korea. Nag-perform kami as representatives sa National Choral Symposium na ginawa sa Jeju Island. And then our next trip is this trip that we're doing right now, which marks our 31st and our first time also in Australia.
Professor Calalang, sa loob ng mahigit 20 taon, paano po niyo siniguro na manatili yung tunog o makipagsabayan sa mga pagbabago yung tunog ng UST Singers?
Siyempre, nagkakaroon ng evolution yung sound as years go by, pati yung repertoire. Nagkakaroon din siya ng pagbabago kasi lalo na ngayon ang choral music ay ang taas-taas ng standard. Masyado ng maraming development sa choir compositions, pati sa choir sound, pati sa dami ng choirs, halos lahat gustong umakyat doon sa tinatawag na high standard or high level of quality of choral music. And so we started as an a cappella choir, and then nag-expand kami to singing various genres or various types of repertoire. Kaya ang UST Singers identified not only singing classical choral music, but we are also used to singing Philippine folk songs, pop songs, Broadway and show tunes, and of course, our very own Philippine folk music. So yung music namin is variety and it is also accompanied. So hindi lang kami a cappella music, kundi we also sing with piano accompaniment and also with choreography.
Kasi pag sinabi niyo pong choir nung unang panahon, iisipin nila mga awitin sa simbahan, gospel songs.
Oo, yun ang notion ng generation before, na pag sinabi mong choral music, it's boring, it is for church, it is for worship, no? Pero ngayon ang choral music ay naging masyadong malawak. Ginagamit na rin siya for singing pop songs, for singing gospel, for a lot of various kinds of music, and it has already been an accepted medium of entertainment, lalong-lalo na sa Pilipinas. Kaya ang dami rin nating choirs na very 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 good and they're excelling in their own right. Sabi ko nga ang choral music nag-boom na rin siya. It has become a very popular way of performing music.
Parang wala pong shortage o kakulangan sa talino sa Pilipinas pagdating sa pag-awit, hindi po ba?
Oh, definitely. Oh, kasi alam niyo man ng Filipino, we are a singing nation and we like to sing and we are very artistic as well. So hindi pwedeng mahuhuli tayo. In fact, the Philippines is also considered as a choral center in Asia, having produced many, many outstanding choirs, especially the ones from the university.
Gaano po kahalaga ang suporta ng universidad para yumaman o umusbong ang isang choir?
So, napakahalaga at saka napaka-importante kasi kami, in our case, when I founded the choir in 1993, the university was behind me. In fact, the rector of the university then, si Father Rolando de la Rosa, he was very active also in the formation of the choir. And we are very fortunate na ang support ng administration ng UST has always been there. Financially, spiritually, morally, talaga nakasupport sila. And I think the choir is existing until now, 25 years. It's not only because of our own efforts, but also the efforts of UST.
Dahil ito so, po ay parang voluntary, hindi po ba?
Lahat? Oo. Hindi naman ito. Hindi naman
for the kami. Love of, ito po yung tawag
oh,
nila.
Definitely. Definitely. So, for example, we rehearse every day. That also takes a lot of time sa mga students' schedules, di ba? You know, after school, they could have just gone home. Pwede na silang they go to their social activities. Pero lahat ng members, they understand the rigors of being a UST singer. So, pag-rehearse kami every day, after school nila, diretso na sila sa rehearsals hanggang 8 o'clock ng gabi.
So, wow. So, disiplina really talaga.
Yeah. And then and I know that the passion is there, and of course the commitment. It will not be possible kung wala yung mga elements na yun.
Ano po ang maririnig naming mga pamilyar na awitin sa pagtatanghal ninyo?
Sa Biyernes ng gabi, kakanta kami ng mga iba't ibang klaseng awitin, lalo na sa Filipino audience. We will be singing, of course, yung mga well-loved Filipino songs. It could be mga love songs.
Maririnig po ba namin yung ikaw?
Ayo, kakantahin namin yan sa Friday. Bukas, kakantahin namin yan.
Ano po ang pinaka-popular na awiting kinakanta ninyo? O pinaka, yung tinatanggalang most requested song?
For example, Kailangan Kita ni Ogie Alcacid. And then, of course, some songs ni Ryan Cayabyab. Tsaka syempre, yung tinatawag nilang Ikaw ni George Canseco. So we make sure na we give the audience a treat of different kinds of music.
At siguro po yung awitin o yung musika ang isa sa mga bagay na nag-iisa sa mga tao, hindi ba? Sa panahon na maraming mga pagkabuklod-buklod.
Yeah. And of course, yung ginagamit nga ang music for worship, ginagamit siya for spiritual upliftment, and it also brings people together. Kaya nga pag nagkakaroon ng isang choral festival na kasama ang iba't ibang bansa, makikita mo na nagkakaroon ng unity. You can feel that there is peace. Peace is possible through music. And in the simplest way that any person would participate in a musical activity, hindi naman siya kailangan tumugtog ng music eh. Basically, it's just singing. And if you're singing together, you feel that you are in one thread, you're singing one language. So walang barriers kumbaga. Kung pwede lang sanang lahat tayo ay umawit ng sama-sama, siguro magandang magiging result nun. And of course, yun nga, binabalik natin yung papuri sa Diyos, and we can also do that through prayers, and sometimes it goes beyond, and that is through music. So we express our soul, our feelings through song.
Maraming salamat Professor Fidel Calalang Jr.
Salamat
ng UST
po.
Singers sa Melbourne at Sydney.
Sana makapanood sila sa concert bukas sa Melbourne Conference Center, and we are inviting everybody to please be there. At kami po ang UST Singers, kami po ay nagagalak na makarating sa Melbourne. Nagpapasalamat kami sa mga tumulong, lalo-lalo na po sa Sundok Productions, also in charge of the Halo Halo Festival, and of course to Tita Nini Medina, who is our coordinator here in Australia. Maraming salamat po.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.